Next case on the docket is case number 3253. On a motion of the commission to consider the application of a Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an order permitting wells in the Ambrose Dupro Pool, Divide County, North Dakota, to produce oil at an unrestricted rate and declare the gas produced therewith. Would all those who wish to appear in case 3253 please rise and take the oath? Do you promise to tell the truth in the matter about to be heard?
Yes, I do.
My name is John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota. Hearing in case number 3253 on behalf of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company. This is an application to allow for unrestricted production of oil and the flaring of associated gas in the Ambrose field, Ambrose Dupro Pool. We have one witness to present. Jim, would you state your name and spell your last name also for the record, please?
Jim J. Eckroth. And that's spelled E-C-K-R-O-T-H.
By whom are you employed in what capacity?
Louisiana Land and Exploration as a drilling and production engineer.
In your capacity as an engineer with Louisiana Land and Exploration Company, have you previously testified before this commission and had your qualifications as an expert witness accepted?
Yes, I have.
And have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant reservoir and engineering data for the Ambrose Dupro Pool in preparation for today's hearing?
Yes, I have.
And is this pool one of your areas of responsibility with the company?
Yes, it is.
Based upon your study and review of all the relevant material, have you prepared certain exhibits for use in your testimony today?
Yes, I have.
And those exhibits were all prepared either by yourself or under your control and supervision, is that correct?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony, Mr. Eckroth, as an expert witness.
You may proceed.
Jim, would you turn first to what has been marked as Exhibit A in the packet and identify the exhibit and briefly discuss its relevance to this hearing?
This is an area map of the Dupro, the Ambrose Field, or the Dupro and the Ambrose Field. It is located in Township 163 North and 99 West in close proximity to the town of Ambrose. In this field, there are five wells producing from the Dupro Formation, four operated by Louisiana Land and Exploration, and one by Texas International.
And your map also shows a number of dry holes or abandoned wells, is that correct?
Yes, indeed. There are numerous dry holes.
Okay, in that connection, maybe we should turn to Exhibit B. Identify Exhibit B and discuss it briefly.
Exhibit B is a field, is an Ambrose field well summary. And this includes the status of the wells, producing formations, that interval in which they're perforated, completion dates, their initial potential, and their current producing rates. You might notice that two wells, the State 3214 and the number one Elmos, are currently restricted due to conservation ruling.
3214 and what?
The Almos 11-23, number one Almos 11-23.
Those are the ones that are showing occurring at 100 barrels a day?
That's correct.
Okay.
On the lower part, we show an estimated unrestricted production, and we feel that we could increase the state's production to 200 barrels a day and the Almos to about 175 barrels per day, and thereby increase their gas to 123 and 107 MCF per day.
Jim, even if you achieve that unrestricted production from those two wells, your average production from the field is going to be substantially less than 100 barrels a day per well, is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Have you also calculated what your total daily gas production will be with all six wells, with the two producing unrestricted?
That is correct. We would be increasing the gas production by approximately 100 MCF per day by unrestricted production of those two wells.
How much a day?
100 MCF a day.
Then would you turn to Exhibit C and briefly identify Exhibit C and discuss what it represents?
Exhibit C, there's two pages on Exhibit C, and what we have are GOR tests for the four Louisiana land-operated wells, and in Exhibit D, we have gas analyses on these wells and also the other well in the field that is producing the Tipgobaki well, and that well is under the gas analysis that it shows to have a GOR, I believe, 900 to 1. One might note that on the gas analysis that the wells are producing sweet gas. There's no H2S.
You know, the GORs for the two wells that we're talking about, which would have increased production, are approximately 600. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And your gas analyses on Exhibit D also show the liquids content of the gas. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. They average between approximately 8.5 gallons per thousand and 9.5.
Okay, Jim, then would you turn to Exhibit E, identify that exhibit, and tell what it depicts.
Exhibit D is a letter from Phillips Petroleum Company indicating that with the gas that we have available at Ambrose Field, it is not economical for Phillips to run the 15 miles of line, which they would be required to, and installation of compressors and equipment.
I note that Phillips would require approximately 1 million cubic feet per day, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you are, with the unrestricted production, you would produce about 350,000 cubic feet a day?
That is correct.
Okay, and then would you also identify Exhibit F?
Exhibit F is a letter from City Service Company. They would be required to lay approximately 42 miles of pipeline, and again, they cannot economically justify the cost necessary to gather that gas.
Okay, and maybe you can discuss Exhibits G and H together.
G and H are letters from two gas processing companies who have indicated an interest in processing gas in the Ambrose area. These were included as exhibits to show that Louisiana Land is earnestly soliciting bids and interested in processing that gas. We have currently five processing companies that we are discussing this with.
Now, the type of gas processing you're talking about is primarily a portable plant, which would have as its primary objective stripping the liquid from the gas. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Maybe we could turn back to Exhibit A for a moment. And could you just briefly discuss what plans, if any, LLNE has for future development in this field?
We have
just on Exhibit G. Did you say that it's probable that this company would be willing to strip the liquids out of the gas?
Yes, indeed.
And so if, in fact, you got an order giving you unrestricted production, it's possible that you would have this company come in or some similar company come in and strip the liquids out of the gas?
That is our intention.
Do you have any idea what the recovery would be of liquid? Maybe it's in here.
Pardon me?
What kind of liquid? What would your recovery be of liquids out of that gas? Do you have any idea?
We're looking at 8.5 to 9.5 gallons per thousand, which, based on 300 MCF a day, would be about 2,700 gallons of liquid a day. Currently, at the 200 MCF a day, we're looking at 1,800 gallons a day. I just roughed out these figures, which would be approximately $720 a day value, $22,000 a month. So it is to our advantage to do this.
Now, is this request to flare gas at the present time, or to flare the dry gas after the liquids are stripped out?
The request is to flare, is to allow us to produce these wells uncontrolled and thereby flare all that gas. It is our intention, though, to strip the liquids from that gas, in which case we would be flaring that gas, which was not used on the lease and the compressors on the well sites.
But you would intend to flare the wet gas prior to the equipment to strip the liquids out being installed?
That's correct. We would anticipate 10 to 12 weeks before the equipment would be in operation.
Now, with the new discoveries and development taking place to the west, do you think it's feasible that, say, Phillips might run a line into the area?
No, I don't. I've talked recently with Phillips, and the discoveries to the west have been primarily of a Red River nature, which generally very steep declines and not large accumulations of oil. They have indicated that they're looking at the area, but that they really don't see it in the very near future. Also, there's Ambrose is at least a township away from the closest of those discoveries.
Thank you.
Jim, does your company have any present plans for additional drilling in the area?
We have one well that we will be drilling approximately in 2 weeks, and that's going to be in the northwest quarter of Section 13, which will be directly an east offset to the number one canning 3214. If that well were to be successful, we would drill a west offset in section north east of section 22, west offset to the number one Alamos.
Now, you're not expecting sufficient production out of those additional wells to meet the 1 million cubic feet a day required by Phillips?
Definitely not.
Okay. Along the line of some questions that Wes was asking, you anticipate that it'll be about 10 to 12 weeks to get the stripping plant in place, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
And so you are requesting that they allow immediate relief from the production restriction?
Yes, that's true.
And if the commission desires to condition the flaring of gas on the stripping of the liquids, would you request that you be given a period of time, approximately 3 months, with unrestricted flaring to get your plant in place, with the condition that flaring would then cease if the liquids were not then being stripped from the gas?
Yes, that'd be acceptable.
And would this also enable you to get some tests on your unrestricted production from the two wells, which would help in determining the size of the plant and various characteristics of that sort?
Yes, this is true.
The dry gas that you're flaring, do you have any plans, or have you looked at all at anhydrous from that dry gas?
Of what?
Anhydrous.
No.
What would be the difficulties of that?
I'm not familiar with that.
What he means is, rather than burn the dry gas, have you looked at the possibility of a portable type anhydrous plant to use the dry gas to make anhydrous ammonium fertilizer?
No, we haven't. We have not considered that. I don't really think that there's going to be a lot of gas left after the liquids are stripped. We would run a dry gas line back to each lease. We do not have electricity there, so we're running our pumping units off of gas, and also the compressors on the dehydration units use a considerable amount of gas. So I don't think there's going to be a large amount of gas that would be flared.
Jim, are you of the opinion that due to limited volumes of gas involved, there is no market for the gas and therefore it has no economic value?
This is true.
And therefore, are you of the opinion that flaring the gas will not result in waste?
Yes.
Are you also satisfied, due to the lack of any hydrogen sulfide, that the flaring would not result in any violations of air quality standards?
Yes.
And do you further feel that flaring would be in the best interests of all the royalty owners, operators, and all of the state of North Dakota?
Yes, I do.
Have you had some problems in the past with production as a result of pinching back your production to meet the 100-barrel-a-day production limits?
Yes, I think we had to. We've recently put a pumping unit on the number one Alamos well, and I believe that was... If we had unrestricted production, we would still be flowing that. It had a tendency to load up and did not have the velocity capable of lifting the liquid. So we did have to put a pumping unit on that well prematurely and go an artificial lift.
And so in the sense that a unrestricted production would allow you to produce by flowing rather than pumping it for a longer time, it would also be preventable waste, is that correct?
Definitely.
And will this request also be protective of krill and rice and ensure all owners the rightful share of production in the pool?
Yes.
I have no further questions. We would offer our exhibits at this time.
The exhibits will be accepted in the record. Are there any questions?
To your present, what gas, you're using some of that at least to run your sites, right?
Yes, we are.
Any other questions? Any other testimony in case 3253? If not, thank you for your testimony. We'll close the hearing.